Take your foot off the gas of life, pull out your device of choice, and search Doptivity on your favorite podcast app.
After listening, some people suffer from success, self-love, and too much dopeness. If you find yourself feeling down or feeling as though you haven't been around much knowledge, listen to Doptivity.
Common side effects may include lighter thoughts, greater ambition, more self-love, better interactions with other people in your near future, and your ability to check yourself before you check others.
So now, get your daily dose of Doptivity and be dope for the rest of your life.
Bam.
In that.
Bam.
Sorry.
Hello.
That's so obnoxious. I'm like, I'm awake.
Hey, you were tapped into your inner James Brown on that one.
My laugh is just like so obnoxious, but I know it. So, I mean, I just roll with it.
Hey.
What's goody, people?
What's up? Welcome back to another Doptivity episode.
Yes.
Episode number, who knows?
Damn, I know. We've been in there.
Once you stop counting, that's when you know. You're doing it.
Episode, you know, at this point.
Episode today is what it's called.
At this point, we don't put numbers on that shit, you know? We live in our best life.
That's right. Man.
Now, what's goody, bro?
Oh, you know, tying in, trying to figure out what I can do with the rest of my life.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Does that make sense? Like,
no, yeah.
If anybody feel you, but I feel you. But no, it's like, damn, am I just spinning my wheels all the time? I feel like I'm just doing the same mundane shit sometimes.
What are those gerbils on that wheel?
Just on the wheel.
Where the fuck are you running to?
A hamster.
They be like, you try to run fast in a motherfucking suit.
That's funny because I wanted.
Just going in circles.
That's funny because I wonder, do they be like, I need to get in shape? Do they think
like, is your mentality like, I'm just on this wheel to get in shape? Or they really think they're going to get somewhere?
Or is it fun? Like, what is the purpose of that for?
Because they look weird as fuck. And we just think, like, you're not going nowhere. You've been there for 2 hours. 2 hours. Where are you going?
And then they go and get their food and just stuff it. They just stuff all that food in their cheeks.
Do they?
I had a hamster when I was a kid, yeah. They just like stuff all them little dried up corns and whatever that is.
And then get seeds. Back on the house?
No, they just stuff it in there and like hold it. So like, I don't know if they're eating. I don't know what they do. Maybe moistening it up.
I feel like their life is so boring. Like they're living in a cage and then they don't have interaction with other hamsters.
Except for at the pet store.
Can they get a boyfriend? Like, do they have that kind of word?
I'm sure people do that. I'm sure people are like, I want to breed hamsters.
I know, but that's not their choice.
Oh, we should buy some hamsters and breed them and sell them.
No.
Sell them to little kids at schools. You want a pet hamster?
No.
Shauna and Nate's Hamster Company.
Oh, shit. That's not our purpose. Speaking of purpose.
Speaking of purpose, yeah.
I'm not going to sell fucking hamsters. I don't even like hamsters that much.
What do you do for... I'm a hamster breeder.
I'm a hamster breeder. It's actually pretty interesting. You know, people that really do some shit. It's actually pretty interesting. Let me tell you about it.
You're like, oh, what did I sign up for in this conversation?
Never mind. I forget.
Oh, I think my friends are calling me. Hold on, I got to go. I'll be back.
You know what? My mom, she's... Mm-hmm. She needs
I'm actually allergic to hamsters. I don't know.
Okay. Speaking of purpose.
Yes. Purpose. Tough. It's a tough topic, I think, at the end of the day.
My thing is that...
Because do you really ever
do
know?
Do I really... Okay. In my mindset right now, I feel like it's so simple. But because I want to know so bad, I make it so complicated.
Mm-hmm. It's like you put more pressure.
Mm-hmm.
I feel the same
but
way.
Purpose is all, like, ever since I was probably, like, it was when I was living in St. Louis and I became my best, you know, like, I was mm-hmm. living, I didn't have no worries in St. Louis. I was making the money. I was going to school, you know, like, there was really not any much difficulties my life living in St. Louis.
Right.
So that's when I was freer, as in I was in touch with my spirituality. I was just so fucked down. Mm-hmm. I think that's my best other than now, that was my best time of my life. But I think then purpose has always been, excuse me, I'm so sorry, important to me. Yet, I moved there like 8 years ago.
Yes, 2019 now, so
it's been a while. I moved there 8 years ago, and purpose has always been like high on my radar since then, but I just never have been able to master it. You know what I mean? Like I'm really, really just trying to figure out what my purpose is. And who's to say that I'm not living my purpose as I'm living?
Right.
But to me, and I don't know if it's just me, like I feel like, no, I need to find something that I want to just make better and all.
Feels like you're just like empty.
Yeah, because I have desires. Like, I have desires in my heart. I have goals and, like, dreams. Like, I can see myself doing. Like, I've done all that stuff. But, like, what am I supposed to do? Because I feel like a purpose is always linked to helping other people. Mm-hmm. Like, no, there's no selfish purposes.
Right.
Because if it's selfish and it's only about you, then it's not necessarily a purpose.
Or it's just bad if it is. If you've spent that much time to make it solely about you, then damn.
Yeah, a purpose is gonna feed so many people.
Right. I want to be famous. It's not just for you.
Right.
Because other people have to be involved for you to be that.
Yeah, so you're helping people along the way. Yeah. But I think that, I don't know. I just wish that I can fucking figure out what my purpose is so that I can master it. Like focus on it, and I just want God. I really, really, really want to just call God, like literally, God. Right. What's up? Hey, God. I think I'm ready for my purpose now. Can you just tell me what it is so I can like do the shit? You know, like get it done. Oh, you want me to do that? Are you sure? Okay, okay. But because God confirmed that that's what He want me to do, and that's how I'm gonna do it.
Yeah.
Then I could be at peace with knowing that.
Is solidified almost.
Because I feel like people that are genuinely living in their purpose, like there's a lot of people that are out there doing what they think they should be doing, but they're not fulfilled with it.
Right, yeah.
They're not full. Yeah. They're not full of nothing. They're just doing.
Take Donald Trump's ass. He got all that money at some point. But he got all that money at some point, and then it was like, you know what? I want to do more.
He's an idiot.
What more do you need, President? What? Out of here.
Man, the Simpsons said he was going to be president. That's why that orange motherfucker is president. Like,
no Cheeto Puff.
I'm just so, I can't talk about him. I get angry.
Oh, that's his ploy. He's trolling everybody. I don't care what nobody say. He's trolling.
He's ridiculous.
He's a troll. He is like a kid on a video game chat room. Hey, what's up, fuckers?
Your mom sucked my I slept with your mom last night. Right. I fucked you up. Like, he's just like one of those, cyber bullies. He's a cyber bully. Yeah.
Taking advantage of that shit, but no, that, just say that example of him having almost everything you think you can need and then still wanting to do that one more thing.
Yeah, because I feel like when this is my goal, when I do decide to, I mean, when I do finally get my purpose, it's to the point where I never want like more. It's like, I want to live in that and execute that and just like allow it to go gracefully instead of trying to force it.
Right.
If that makes sense. Yeah. Because I'm not completely happy with where I am in my life right now. Cause I know this isn't it. When I feel like I'm pursuing my purpose, I'm just trying to figure out what it is. Like, what is it?
Right.
What is that thing?
I feel you on that. And I think a lot of the negative thoughts of it is kind of stem from our, like, anxiety or, like, our impatience. You know what I mean? Like, we might get a little impatient with, like, I want to know now what it is.
Because it's like, when I'm just sitting on the couch. We can't ever
quite figure it out. But no, I feel you, because I'm there all the time. When I'm
like
sitting on the couch,
like, I'd rather be working towards it. Mm-hmm. What should I be doing? Like, right. I have natural talents. I have natural ways with people. Like, I thank God for the way he's made my personality, the way I interact with people. Mm-hmm. All this stuff is so, like, easy for me.
Right.
My vibe, my aura, my... All of that is easy. I have that. But I'm not having to work for that because it was given to me.
Right. And it makes it so much easier to just be.
But now, if I'm supposed to use those tools to do something else, then that's fine. I can do that because I me. Like, I don't know how to, like, describe what I'm feeling. But
live,
I just,
Shauna, what, and I die, Shauna. Hey.
Hey, hey, Shauna, and I won't switch up.
That was a song we listened to earlier. Live, Shauna, I'm going to die, Shauna. Yeah. But yeah, I mean,
I love who I am as a human. Right. With my flaws and all, I love who I am. And I can also recognize my flaws and try and, you know, fix them if I need to or whatever. But I'm never going to be perfect. So it's kind of like, I'm content with who I am. That's who I am.
But that's the thing though. Like, so you are content, but you also want more.
Right. Oh, like my drive is crazy.
So it's like conflicting. We're just conflicted in our minds. Like Dave Chappelle said, we're in a world of spin in our generation.
I seriously want to know, though. Like,
I do, too. Because I get tired of just... I don't want to work where I work.
Me either.
For the rest of my life. I just do that shit because I have to right now. You know, it's it's required to have health insurance. Mm-hmm. I get a paycheck. Mm-hmm. I can create a savings account. That's a safe way. But...
Oh.
At the whoa.
Okay. But sorry, I missed my mouth.
But at the end of the day, it's like, fuck, if I could do something else for this same benefit for myself, then I would.
I want to work
But is it like the fear? Is that why we don't do it? It's just like the fear of...
Mine's is not fear. I just don't know what the fuck I'm supposed to do. Like, I'm ready to quit my fucking job. I'm ready to quit my job and do what I have to do.
Same.
And go for it. I think I'm there.
So if you guys have any answers, call us at 1-800. Because we really want to know. And I feel like a lot of people are like that, though. Because everybody, at the end of the day, I don't think anybody's just like, I love working for people. Yeah. You know, me, I really enjoy having a boss. Mm-hmm. I enjoy it. When people say I enjoy my job,
I'm like,
I don't know.
There's different kind of people, though. No, there's different type of individuals. Like we were... I think we briefly spoke on it. Like, there's some people that are okay. Like, people that have been with jobs 20 years, they have to fucking just...
But that's like rhetoric at that point.
But
that's
they
just
like their,
that's
their... They just do that because...
It's comfortable
and complacency. And they're comfortable and they're okay with doing that. I feel like. Mm-hmm. Because anybody that's as greedy... Oh, that coat. Oh, my God. Anybody that is as greedy as we are, as far as, like, goals and stuff... Like, they wouldn't be at a job a year and be like, I gotta get the fuck. I want something better. And it doesn't have anything to do with, like, being, like, ungrateful or, like...
No, yeah.
Any just... of that. It's just, like, there's so many people that would love the job that I do right now.
Mm-hmm. That's true. And I can see what you're saying, too. Because some people are saying, I'm not complacent, but I know my peak or whatever.
Right.
And that's it. Like, this is... If it's literally enough for you, by any means, don't go. I mean, I guess you're not going to go further if you don't have that drive anyways, right?
Right.
But for people that have that drive or that urge to do
things. Oh, my God. Mine's just outrageous right now.
Yeah. And like you said earlier, I don't know if it's just how we grew up or is it like the way the world is now that just kind of forces us to want to, you know, go
when
and
you
get.
Think about it, like, I feel like our parents... are not complacent or anything, but mm-hmm. they're okay with just doing the regular life.
Yeah, right.
You know what I'm saying? I don't want to do the regular life.
Mm-hmm. It's that rebel
thing. I have expensive taste, so I want expensive life. And I don't mean that monetary. Uh-huh. I mean that just like...
If you want to go on a vacation...
I have that excitment
of that. It costs money
to
do that. You
yes,
know?
I have that urge to just do shit that mm-hmm. people... normal everyday people don't get to do. Like, I want to have experience in life. Like, right. I want to be
fulfilled,
very fulfilled and very hell balanced and well rounded and like all of the fucking above. Like, I want to do that. Mm-hmm.
jump out of a plane for fun.
Oh my God, yes. Like, that's the type of shit that I want to do.
But what do you think it is, though? Like, is there something that we're... Is it something about us that, like, stops us or, like, postpones our drive toward something? You know what I'm saying? Does that make sense? Like, do we have some kind of... The fact that we want it so bad is making it harder for us to do it? Or is it...
Is that it a
like,
thing?
I don't know. It could be. Psychologically, I would assume, like, maybe there's some kind of... You look at something too hard, or like you said, from the Bible, something about thinking too much on one thing. Don't stress yourself or burden yourself on thinking about something specific like that.
And don't be a prisoner to your purpose.
That's what
purpose.
It was. Yeah, that's what it was.
Don't be a prisoner to your purpose, meaning trying to find your purpose. Don't be, meaning don't let that be the main, the storefront, like the main thing, because you're missing it in the midst of you trying to magnify it so much and want it right now. You have to remember God's timing is important.
Yeah. Okay.
So maybe that's what it is. Maybe. Sorry, guys. Just Starburst is good. Maybe we shouldn't be worried about it.
Yeah. I mean, that makes sense too, though, because you don't want to.
But then it's like, why am I worried about it so much?
Because you have some kind of pressure. Like, I personally feel like I have a pressure on myself to figure out what I need to do now. Like, there's time involved. There's whatever it is, monetary gain, if that's a part of it. Usually, it's mostly time. It's like, I don't want to get too old and not be where I want to be. I want to retire at 45. You know, like, you have those constraints and stuff that you put yourself into or put on you or impose on yourself, but... I don't want to say it creates that pressure that maybe I'm not doing enough. But when you don't know what you need to be doing, it makes it hard. So is it just a matter of researching exactly what you want? And that just brings us back to, what is your purpose?
Like, how do you
find out what the fuck your purpose is? What do you really want to do? I hear that all the time. Remember going to school? They're like, what do you want to be when you grow up? Wasn't that a hard question, though?
But it's crazy.
Even if you just said shit, it was just what y'all talked about last week.
You know what's crazy, though, I feel like? The desires that we have, I feel like if we just take one commitment a step, and just do, like we spoke on earlier, just to start it off, it'll just be, like, easy from there.
Yeah.
Because then you would gain the consistency, you would gain the motivation, you would gain. And my problem is, like, last week I was sitting at my desk and I was just questioning, like, God, why am I not like, why won't I just do the shit that I need to do what I want to do?
Okay, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, what is stopping me? Like, why can't I just do what I need to do what I want to do? Like, I want to be quitting my job
tomorrow.
Really, I would like to, but the end of this year, I want to be done working for people.
Yeah.
I want to be starting working for myself.
Mm-hmm.
I know that. But, like, you got a long way to go. So why, and that maybe that's another thing, I need to stop telling myself you got a long way to go.
See, that's what I'm saying. Like, there's a time constraint on there for some reason. Like, we put that pressure of time on ourselves. And that might be what keeps us even doing what we're doing now. Because we're like, well, we can't. Like, you have a dog. Like, you have a child. You know, like, you have this pressure of not risking it all at one point, or letting things go in the hopes that things will happen. And I think that might be what it is. Like, just the potential of failure that kind of drives you away from just dropping everything and doing it. You know.
There's so much space and opportunity out here.
So much.
And we are just, like, wasting away.
Just got to find that corner, that niche. How do you say it? Niche.
I think that for me, like, because I'm so well-rounded as far as, like, different things. Like, fashion is my jam. I know that.
Oh, we all know that.
I know
Follow Styling with Krishana on Instagram.
I know that fashion is my jam. And I know what I don't want to do in fashion. I don't want to be a designer. I know that. But it's like, as far as everything else that has to do with fashion, yeah. I know that that's my...
You like finding that stuff.
I like good shit.
Finding
like,
the stuff that's creative. Like, ooh, mm-hmm. Put this together.
And I like making content too. Like, mm-hmm. for me to just style myself over and over and over and over. Like, that's fun for me. Mm-hmm. But I think that... honestly don't know, excuse me, why I haven't, no God, why I haven't executed.
Right.
What's stopping me from execution?
Man, if only we knew. I would say, I mean, points to think about would be like, your execution is only blocked by the actions that you don't take. Right.
And it's crazy because I could use you. Mm-hmm. You're here every Sunday.
Yeah.
And if I need to record some content for what I need to do, I could use you. Why haven't I done that?
Well, we're doing it right now.
I'm saying we're recording our podcast, but why haven't I
in the got same you realm to... of, yeah. Yeah. I mean, yeah, you gotta.
You know what I'm saying? Like, you think of all these different ways of how it can get done, mm-hmm. but you still don't use not one of them.
Right.
But that's we've started it, though, with making sure we get this podcast done every
Sunday.
I text you, you say, you ready? Uh-huh. I text you, you know, and be like, bro, what's good? You waiting for me to be on my way? Like, we just, I make sure I text right. you, you make sure you text uh-huh. me. Like, we made this a consistent type of, like, this is going to be definite. Yeah.
But that kind of goes back to what we said about rituals, though. We had a podcast where we mentioned.
You want another drink?
I was going to make one in a second.
Got you, bro.
But we were talking about making rituals to help ease certain situations. And that kind of plays into that part. But it's at this point, it's about finding what that ritual should be. Yeah. Of course, it was easy for us to say we should do a podcast because we like talking to each other anyways. Mm-hmm. Let's let other people hear us talk.
Well, no, like it wasn't easy, remember? Because it was the whole process was easy. Yeah, just like it'll
now,
be easy
now we can
for
say
me.
It's easy. Yeah.
Well, no. The process is easy. Us getting on a phone and talking is easy.
Right.
Just think, that process is easy.
Right.
But we brought the idea up and it still took us months to even execute it. Do you understand what I'm saying?
I got you.
What was the shift? Maybe this is our research.
Mm-hmm. This is what we need to do. Yeah, we need to develop that
what
point.
What was the shift? Like, it's easy for me to put outfits together and fucking just let you record me like doing whatever I need to do.
Yeah.
That's easy. But why haven't I executed? So if we look back on the whole podcast situation, mm-hmm. and we were like, I forgot, I don't know who brought it to who. I don't remember. Who do you know?
Who brought up the podcast? Mm-hmm. I think it started with me listening to a podcast on Snapchat, and I recorded it. And you were like, oh, I love podcasts. I was like, me too.
And then I said, we should start one. Yeah. okay. I'm like, I Thanks, listen Snapchat. To them all the time. Yeah. Okay. And I was like, we should start. You like, yeah, just tell me when, you know, whatever. Yeah. And so we kind of did it, but then we, you know how that went. There was
extra right. There was the whole was foggy side.
Yeah. But we never, like, even on those days that we wouldn't really record, we were just kind of just chilling.
Right. We just, yeah. We're like
drinking and chilling.
Right. We're like,
we record shit.
We're prepping ourselves
outside or like just, you know, whatever. But it was prep. Mm-hmm. That was preparation.
It was prep, yeah. And we're still prepping at the end of the day. We're
yeah,
still
we
doing
are
prep.
Always. But then it was just like a light bulb hit and we start coming up with ideas like
started
crazy.
Finding stuff.
Our stars, that's when we started talking about the alignment of the stars. I was reading my Bible and we started hearing shit. Mm-hmm. Like, you know what I'm saying? I was sending them to you. I'm like, bro, we have to do this podcast. I don't
know
what
is. How do we
make
this podcast easy? I got an ad about Anchor. I was like, oh.
And then you texted
all
you
of a sudden.
We were emailing at work like constantly for like 3 weeks straight. We were just going back and forth.
Hell yeah. Got your work number. I can call you for no reason.
Yeah, no, for real. We were just like so in tune with everything at that point. And then we just made this a consistent thing. Mm-hmm.
So putting that same energy into certain other aspects of your life, right? Or our lives.
Yeah. That's what.
But I think
feel
that's
like,
what it is. Or like it's, but we have to have
switch?
That shine moment.
I guess we just had
that.
A lot of different things coming at us that was showing us like.
I think we constantly have things like that going. But it's up to us to decide and, you know, gravitate towards the ones that feel good or what we want to do. Like, we could do whatever we do normally throughout a week And there might be two things out of everything that happens that really shine for us. We're like, you know what? That I really like that. I really like that time we went out and we did this, and that person said this one specific thing that really made me think about myself. I wanna focus on that part. You know, like you have those moments where it's, you know, one in a hundred in a week kind of thing.
Yeah. So maybe that's timing though. Oh yeah, that's the timing that we're talking about.
That's what they always say, like, be patient, practice your patience.
And right now is timing, because I'm feeling like this shit easy. Mm-hmm. Like, what the fuck are you waiting for?
Yeah.
All it takes is for you to be consistent at something. Mm-hmm. I am a
So you've been bashing yourself this whole time, like, why haven't I been doing it? But
right, and that's my constant thing. Yeah. Like, God, why don't I have the urge to do it? Just like anything, like working out. Like, I know I need to work out. My birthday trip is this year.
Trying to get
and I'm
abs.
Trying to be in a fucking thong bikini. Oh,
killing them! Wow, Instagram coming soon. We're gonna have all kinds.
I need that. And so, why can't I work out? And it's crazy because I think that I'm a little lazy. Mm-hmm. I think I'm lazy. Not a little. I'm lazy. And I am a procrastinator.
Okay.
I can say that about myself.
Same here. Scott. I mean, procrastinate got my name in it. So.
Yeah.
It definitely works
it
for me.
It does. Nate, period. Procrastinate, period. There's Nate, period, at the end of it, guys. No. I'm a procrastinator. I'm lazy. Mm-hmm. So, I think that is definitely the reason why I haven't been consistent at things that I know that I'm actually genuinely naturally good at. Mm-hmm.
But to say that at this point, though, does that tell you, like, now I know what the reasons are? What do I do to figure out how to hone in on my purpose? You know what I mean? Like, say procrastination and laziness is our biggest troubling issue right now for both of us, mm-hmm. and things that we want to pursue that we don't know what they are yet. Mm-hmm. Let's say it's like that, right? Mm-hmm. We want our purpose to be something grand, something great, okay. but we're too lazy and we procrastinate too much. Mm-hmm. So we need to focus on the lazy part and the procrastination part. Let's go. we gotta focus on those solely. To get rid of those situations in our head, right? Yeah. And then the purpose and the goal, or the purpose and the outcome, happen naturally, right? Am I?
We just
I'm saying
master,
it in a question form,
yeah,
for
we
real.
Yeah, we need to
I don't
master
know. Our dopetivity.
We need to master what the fuck is wrong with us. And I said, what's wrong with me is I'm lazy and a procrastinator. Mm-hmm. But if I'm lazy and procrastinator, see, I'm a thinker. I think.
That's what it does.
So if I'm lazy and a procrastinator, does that mean I really want to do that? Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah. But you put. You,
shouldn't there be something that's my purpose that I'm just like Superman after?
Because you do it on so many other occasions, right? Like,
yeah,
in spontaneous
to, like,
moments.
Parenting my daughter.
Yeah.
Doing what I have to do for her.
And that might
be
what it is.
Making that shit shake. That's I'm going to do that regardless.
Yeah.
For that one,
right.
I'm going to fucking do it.
And that might
it.
Be what it is, though, if you think about it. Like, spontaneous moments when you have to act. Like, you have to do something at this
but
point.
But I feel like life shouldn't always have to be like that. Like, some things you should just do because you know you should do. Mm-hmm.
Here's a... You know what? I have a good idea right now.
Okay.
Say we want to be famous. Say we want to, whatever famous means these days. But say we want to have like something going.
Famous life.
Yeah. Everybody's got something going. It's good to have our own way of doing it. But you know what's going to push us and force us to be into that line and into that certain
what?
Realm of, I don't know, media?
What?
Let's take some classes.
Classes on?
Acting, improv. We can do some Toastmasters classes, learn how to give speeches in front of people. Like, we have to force ourselves in those situations, right?
To make us uncomfortable.
Even if it's like, man, we don't know if this is going to help us get to our goal. We're not sure of that by any means, but we're there doing it. And it, if anything, it's not going to hurt us.
Yeah.
It's not going to hurt us to figure out if we enjoy taking acting classes. You know, even if it's...
They cost, don't they?
Of course. Everything costs. But that would be that dilemma or that output that you have to do. Mm-hmm. I got to give away something to get something kind mm-hmm. of thing. You can't
get unless you give. But that's not an issue. I mean, if I have the money, you know, I don't yeah. care.
But even if it was, if somebody else funded us.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? Like, if somebody funded us and we did it, but that would be something that would actually push us towards that goal, if that was the goal, that we didn't know our purpose was supposed to be. Mm-hmm. I think it's just putting ourselves in that moment where you have to not say act.
Yeah, because I say no, acting, but you have to. But the thing is I feel like you do have to search for it to a certain extent. Like, mm-hmm. I think me, I'm right now I'm comfortable and I am just living my everyday life. Like my yeah. days are the same. Monday through Sunday are the same for me. Mm-hmm. Everything I do Monday through Friday, I'm doing the same thing that every I always week. Do.
Yeah.
Saturday, I do the same thing that I do every week. Mm-hmm. You may have different interactions, different conversations, right. different yeah. stuff like that, but I'm literally places, doing the same routine, the same places, frame. The same people, yep. mm-hmm. all this stuff. And then Sunday, we're doing this.
Right.
I don't go outside of what I'm already doing to figure out if mm-hmm. there's anything else out there that touches me or enlightens me to go towards the things that I want to pursue. Mm-hmm. And that's a problem. So you saying that, making us go, like, how long have we been saying we're going to an improv or something?
Yeah.
How many times have we said we're going to open mics? Mm-hmm. How many, we need to fucking do
just
those.
Do them. Literally just do. And it always sounds shitty to just say, just go do it. Cause it doesn't really explain much for people. But at the end of the day, it all boils back down to that. Just go do. But do what? Here we are. Let's do some open mics. I want to do some
entrepreneur workshops.
They got one coming. I think a dude from Shark Tank that owns FUBU. What's his name?
That owns FUBU? I don't want to listen to him. FUBU ain't yeah. popping.
But he's on Shark Tank. What's his name? Dwayne something, I think. But he's got a workshop coming here to Dallas here soon. It's an entrepreneur workshop.
Free. And it's random Wednesday night.
Probably. Something like that.
You know what I'm saying? Like, just do it. Mm-hmm. Take the sacrifice.
Yeah.
And that's the thing. Also, anything that you're hungry for is going to take sacrifice.
Yeah. Hell yeah.
So me,
you're giving away something. Your whatever it is, your time to binge watch.
I think that's showing the universe,
whatever the fuck you watch.
But I think that's showing the universe how much you really care. Mm-hmm. Because if I give my last $20 to go to this workshop,
right,
and then I'm like praying God makes a way for the rest of the whatever, mm-hmm. that's showing a sacrificial, you're yeah. sacrificing,
you're putting into it. Yeah.
If I'm like, if it's on a Wednesday night, I'm like, fuck, I gotta get up early in the morning, right. Like I gotta get Kimley ready, like I don't have time, but I'm sacrificing mm-hmm. sleep because I want to make sure right. I go here mm-hmm. to do this so I can make sure I can see this.
Yeah, it makes it almost more sacrificial. Worth it. Yeah. It almost makes it more worth it in that sense, because you're like, I'm not going to forget it because I actually had to do something or I had to pull something out of my body. If you have to drop $10,000 on something, you're not going to forget about that tomorrow if you only have
$10,000. And speaking of that, like in my loans, like when I do car loans and all that mm-hmm. stuff, and they see people's credit is very, what's the word I'm trying to use?
Needs help.
Not even needs help, but it's very iffy. Like,
okay.
It's not bad, but it's like, huh? And they say, we request a $2,000 down payment. Mm-hmm. They're going to put that down payment that they know they're for real. They're like, okay, we're good. Like, it's almost like a challenge to you.
You have to sacrifice.
Are you going to make sure you take, because if you don't pay this car, no, that means you just lost $2,000 too. So we're going to lose, you're going to lose too. Mm-hmm. Right. You know what I'm saying? So it's kind of like give or take. You mm-hmm. have to be able to, and most people that do that, they're going to make sure they're on top of their shit.
Yeah. That's true. Get to that point where sacrifices don't really matter as much. Is that what people do when they get to that point? They're like, yeah, if it's money, I'm sacrificing. It's nothing. I can do that.
Yeah,
I
can do that. Definitely, like, there's people that make so much money that apply for loans at my job, and then they're like, I only want to finance it for 24 months. I'm like, bro, mm-hmm. that's only 2 years, and it's a $50,000 car. Your car payment is gonna be $1,500. Like, that's fine.
$1,500 a month.
We have people with $1,500 car payments.
Golly.
But they're not losing any sleep because they make $300,000
right
a year. But then you have those people that make $300,000 a year, and their credit is trash.
True.
And they just now pay cash or everything. Mm-hmm. But they fuck their credit over.
Because, yeah, they're not working on their report.
Repos, and all this stuff. But it's because, I don't know if back then, before they got to where they are now, because your credit can't stop you from living your dreams or, like, getting higher paying jobs.
No.
So I don't know if it's now.
Except for in California, I think, where they check your credit score.
For every job. For a job. I know they check your I'm in the financial institution. Like, right. I'm not. So they check our credit to see if we can qualify for the job.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you have to have, if they will decline.
You have to show someone, some kind of responsibility.
They will not give you the job if you have bad credit.
Yeah.
So, it's crazy. But, yeah.
So sacrifices, though, that's a good point, though.
Sacrificing something is really good.
Like, if you want to, if you have ambition with no sure set purpose.
And it's crazy because I think sacrificing food and sleep, like, I'm just speaking like personally thinking.
You love food and you love sleep.
I want to work out. Like, I want to get fitness. Not that I want to work out, but I want to be like.
You have an ideal
top shape. Yeah, like, you have I want to be great.
Yeah, I got you.
And then I want to follow my dreams. But both of those will require me sacrificing food and sleep.
Mm-hmm.
Because I always have to do stuff when Kenley is not around. Because I won't get the full benefit from it as far as... So I have to wait till she sleep.
Right.
Most of the time when she goes to sleep, I go to sleep. Because I'm like, woo! Thank you.
Yeah.
And I go to sleep too. Like,
you can't sleep if she's awake.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So I'm going to have to wait until she goes to sleep, stay up past my bedtime, and then I'm going to have to work out, do the videos that I want to do as far as, you know, my fashion goes, do my blog, whatever the case is. I got to wait until she sleep to do it because then I would not be in my mindset.
Right.
So as working out and getting in shape, I got to sacrifice food. What I'm trying to lose is my stomach. I love food. And you know, they say 80% food. Oh my God.
Yeah, you do.
I'm like, I love fucking food. Like, food is my jam. Like,
I came over here today and he was like, I'm preparing Chipotle.
I'm making Chipotle at home. I'm so excited about it too. I haven't cooked it yet. But that's a healthy meal.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And I'm trying to, like, at least stir to something that's more healthy for me. But, like, I love fucking food. Like, I really, really love food. And everybody that I talk to is like, you're not fat. Like, you're not out of shape. Like, you look great. Right. But I understand that you want to lose this part, like, from the baby or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But that's mostly eating. Like, all of that is eating. Like, you're going to have to stop eating. And I'm just like... Man, eating a smoothie for lunch, bro.
Yeah.
That's not me. A smoothie? That's something to drink along with my steak. Like, I cannot. I cannot like do that.
Yeah, I feel you.
You know what I'm saying? Like, right. Like you gotta. It's 80%. You can work out, but food. What you eat is more important. I'm like, bro.
Yeah. But that makes that sacrifice fried that much food, more popular, though, for shit. You.
Oh my
I mean,
God.
Think about it. Like, if you did have to sacrifice and just did smoothies, like, that sacrifice after you actually get that benefit means the world. You're like, I did all this. That's why these motherfuckers be out here like, I go to the gym 7 days a week.
But those like, type up. Of people like to work out. It's yeah, like, bro, but not I'm even at first. Not because I like to, bro.
But not even at first. At some point, they were probably lazy and they just like made that their ritual. But now they're like, oh, I changed my life. And they just have a really shitty way of talking about it.
Right. I understand that.
I work out all the time. Look at my body.
Yeah.
You know, like, it's a little too much, too gloatish. But I can, on the other spectrum of that, I can kind of see where they're coming from if they were lazy and procrastinating like we did before. Or they did, or, you know, like we do now.
I need to stop.
So take them smoothies. You know, I did smoothies for a while. I drink smoothies
for breakfast lunch?
Sometimes. I did chicken and carrots for lunch. But I did smoothies for breakfast and smoothie for dinner. And that was it. No snacks. Maybe like some almonds.
I hate almonds.
That was it. A boiled egg sometimes.
Why does Anchor always remind us that we need to put up an episode? Like we
because Anchor wants to make sure we on our shit. Shout out to Anchor, you know.
They are always telling us. Like I just got, they know what time we record. They know what time we post.
Exactly. They're picking up on
your podcast was listened to such and such last time. You should might want to give them another episode.
Yeah, that's what they do. Man, this purpose shit though, for real.
I just feel like, oh my god, I want it so bad.
It's not easy. I don't think it's easy. Like anybody listening that's like, hey, what the fuck is my purpose? Even if you have one, you still want more, right? But finding that more is challenging as fuck. Like, what do you need to do? I don't know. No, do you really know what you need to do to find your actual purpose? Mm-hmm. Besides, you want to do these things. And it might, you know what it might be? It might be to change
so much. I do think that the desires of your heart is so important, though.
Yeah, they're so strong.
Because it's crazy. Before I had my daughter, I remember having a conversation with my best friend, and it was before I was pregnant and everything. And I told her, I was like, maybe I need a baby. Like, maybe a baby is what's, you know, I just want to love something. Like, I want to love.
Were you joking
someone.
Or were you just like?
I didn't think that I was serious, but it was like, God was like, yep, she said it. Come on, hold it up back there. We got to go over here because she said what I wanted her to say.
She put it out in the world and we're going to go to it.
Yeah, right? So it's like but how much other shit have I said and he didn't put into my life?
That moment, you must have really been passionate about it, though. Like, you were really thinking about your
site. We were sitting on her patio, and I remember it. But I was like, maybe I just need to have a baby. Because I think that, like, relationships weren't high on my radar then. Mm-hmm. But I was like, I have so much love to give. Like, I just want to love someone. Like, I just want to genuinely love. In my mind, I think he's going to send me a man.
Yeah.
I think.
First. Like the.
But he sent me a whole child.
Like Jesus.
Not that I just was like Mary and just, but he did send me a guy, but it wasn't like I was like, oh my God, I'm so in love, let's get married. Yeah, it was kind of just like happen type of thing with her dad. But I had a whole baby, and then that made me grow up. It made me mature. It made me be where I am now. Mm-hmm. Without her, I could not be where I am now. I still would have been a spoiled little girl. She made me grow up and all that stuff. So I know that he sends you stuff that you need. I know that he sends you stuff that you're prepared for at the time. Whether you know you're prepared for it or not, he's going to send you stuff that you are prepared for.
Right. And even more so, maybe he's waiting for you to ask for it. He's like, I know she needs this, but as soon as she says it. As soon as she says it.
Exactly, because I feel like he stopped the whole party. Wait a minute. You can wait like 5 minutes.
The DJ saying,
you can wait 5 minutes. Let me just put some of this over here right quick. No. I'll be right back. And just click, click, click. Okay, on this date, they're going to do this, and this is going to happen. Okay, I'm back. Perfect. Like
that was the chapter of the story I was trying to get out.
He's like, it's like a ring ding in his ear. Guy's like, oh, okay.
He gets that notification.
Shauna's calling me. She got it. She finally got it.
It's like a Facebook notification. Like,
yes. Oh. He said, oh, she got it. Okay, wait a minute. Let me go do something.
I'm getting tired of all these, you know, these birthday notifications.
Like, you done told me so much stuff. What is what you need, right? Okay, there, she finally got it. Let's go. That's for real. That's how I feel like you'd be happy for God. Because how else do you make all this stuff happen on one accord, like, and involve everyone? Like, he's working your life, my life, and we're together. But he's still working us to where, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's crazy.
It's all fluid.
It's crazy. But yeah, so he gave me my daughter, which she's 3 now, and I've still been, like, bouncing back from that.
The fact that she's 3?
No, the fact that I have a daughter. Like,
oh yeah, okay,
I was anti-kids for a minute. I was like, no, I don't want to have kids. I want to travel fashion shit. I want to be in New York. I want to live in New York. I want to be in New York Fashion Week. Like, I want to be you know, I want to have a loft in New York. I want to do this, this. Like, that was my life. I want to travel all over the world. Right. I want to just look at fashion, like, constantly. Like, I, that was my thing. I was just like, oh, my God, I just want to live that life. I want to go and come as I please. I want to do all of this stuff.
Right.
It's crazy.
But now you're grounded. Not even saying it negatively. Like,
I gotta sit my ass down. I have someone more important than myself. Like, for so long, when I was making those plans, I was my most important person. It was just like Shauna. Like, I get what I want because I'm popping.
You were flying high.
Without, oh my God!
But you were flying high with no foundation. Now that you're grounded, though, you got that foundation.
Exactly. So it can only get better. An empire at this point. It can only get better from there. Yeah. So I just think I'm waiting for my next. Maybe that's what it is. I'm waiting for my next brick. Yeah. Exactly. And you know, it takes time to build a house. And it takes time to get everything you need to build a whole home. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I'm glad that you brought up this whole analogy of building the foundation because it's kind of giving me a peace of mind. Yeah. And me bringing up having my daughter and how it changed me tremendously. Right. Like, I am not the same person
I was.
Well,
you said all that. That was all you. You brought all
But you kind of like brought it out, you know, like it's kind of a realization that I'm helping myself come to terms to because I would have never looked at it like this if you would have never said how you said things. Before her, I was a totally different person. Now I'm like a whole new human. And I know that building block right there is like the top of the line. Like that's the golden block. That's the golden brick.
That's the star on a Christmas tree.
Right? Exactly. She's got me where she got me wrapped around her finger. Like I can love her forever. And that's a beautiful thing. Like I never thought that I was mother material. I never thought that I was could love another person more than I love myself. But I love that fucking little girl. Like I love everything. Mm. You know when people say you literally love their dirty drawers? Yeah. I literally love her dirty drawers. Yeah. I'll drink her bath water. I'll do all that shit. That is my baby.
She's going to grow up. She's going to be 18, like surfing the net. She'll be like, my mom had a podcast. Yeah. She's going to find this one. Be like, mama, you would drink my bath water.
I would only do it while she's little. I'm not drinking the old bath water, baby. Nah, baby.
None of that high school bath water.
Middle school and puberty years, baby. I'm not drinking that. Other mothers that's listening to this can understand where I'm coming from. Like, I love the fuck. Excuse my French. I love the fuck out of that little girl. And it's crazy because it's been very intense lately. Like, love for people are always there. Like, I love people in general. Like, I love a lot of people.
Yeah. Loving.
But I just look at her and I'm just like, ah, I don't give a fuck about nothing else. Like, that's my baby. Like, you saw how we were just interacting before we started the podcast. Like, I just love her so much right now.
Yeah.
And I think having this podcast episode and like having what we're talking about, all this stuff, is just letting me know, like, God lays the bricks.
Yeah.
He's going to lay the bricks where they need fit. And maybe I'm just waiting on the next brick.
True that. I think, and not even to take away from, I don't think this takes away from it, but the way that you love Kenley is how people should view purpose, though. Mm-hmm. Like, you should love to actually act on it.
If you love something like that,
then you'll go for it. You'll do what you need to do for it.
Let me ask you this, though. So if you have desires of your heart, and you love it to that intensity, but it doesn't make you do what you have to do for this living human. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, this living. Should you forget about it and move forward? Like, let it go? Like, I feel like sometimes when you have this. See, desires of your heart have been very. I know I've said that, like, multiple times here today. Mm-hmm. And it's been something that. Because I'm like, the desires of my heart tells me this. Okay. Let me ask you this. This is what the question was. Do you think sometimes the desires of your heart are wrong?
I don't think so, because no one can tell you that your heart is wrong, because it's yours and it's you, and everything that you do is an encompassment of the things you feel and think and act upon, right? Mm-hmm. I think a lot of the things that we actually hinder ourselves from, take away from. Granted, you know, take that information or take that with, you know, like the slightest...
A grain of salt.
Right. Because somebody can be like, I just really want to kill people. And you're like, fuck that person. You know, like, God,
bro, that's bad, bro. Why is that such a passion for you? That's not okay.
But in the same sense, though, like, that is a passion for people. So, like, if you have that in your heart to be the next fucking... You want to reinvent the stove... You know what I'm saying? Like, but your passion is so strong that you love it like Shauna loves her child, then you're going to have to do what you got to do that. Mm-hmm. Or you're going to encompass or develop or grow that idea like a child in itself. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like,
treat that like a baby too.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, if you are passionate about something, you are passionate about something like your child. Yeah,
I am so passionate.
But to go back to what you said before about things kind of being...
You want another one?
Not yet. Things kind of like being like in your mind, maybe like a small passion where you're like, maybe it's not big enough. I can just delete it from my mind. I don't really need to think about it that way.
Like eliminate some shit.
Right. But I don't think it should be that way. I think things develop over time. Mm-hmm. So say for my example, say when I was a kid, I told my mom at fucking 8 or 9 years old that I wanted to be a stand-up comedian. You know why? Because I was watching stand-up comedy, like
and Def lit Jam something and in
like
you
Comedy but that View lit and all that
up
shit.
To you,
yeah,
up in you and eight, and I would, nine, and I would and sit I there like and try and I would pray.
Yeah, it's what I'm saying. Like I would try and I would practice, like making up jokes. Of course, I'm fucking little. My jokes don't make no sense, but I'm trying and I'm thinking about it. Like even that, like you said, at that purest mindset, I was still focused enough to just say, write this down instead of playing with my toys or instead of worrying about eating a zebra cake, you know, playing with my hamster that I had or worrying about my homework. I was writing the joke down at least, even if it was like two jokes at a time or something like that. I was still doing it. But to say that at that young age was something, and now 2018-ish, I'm like, you know what? I do like that idea of maybe
still,
being a stand-up.
So it's like so you it's started a development something of, there, yes. And then it's like,
and there's
I feel
no
like
time
if it's
frame,
still
can,
there
yeah.
after that many exactly. years, like that genuinely is something.
Yeah.
So you get
that's
clarification,
like having
a,
that's like
basically.
Having a, that's like having a girl or a boy that you like and or they like you a lot, but you're just like, I don't know about a relationship. And then 5 years down the line, like, damn, you still fucking with me? I don't know. You're like, damn.
Like, no,
I don't
if
know,
I call
maybe,
you, you go answer,
like
it's, no matter what.
It's still
like, bro,
there. Why am I? You know, like,
especially
it's,
if yeah. I fucking dodge your ass.
It's one of those
so
things
long.
Where it's like, it's still there. Like, why am I? Why do I need to sit there and procrastinate in that situation, as we talked about earlier?
Tackle.
Or be lazy about it. When I told myself at 8 years old that I want to be a stand-up comedian, I'm going to also tell myself I want to be like a marine biologist. That was what was going on in my life.
Right.
You know? And who knows, maybe in 3 more years, I'm like, you know what? I do want to be a marine biologist. But those developments do create that purpose, because your purpose is started from somewhere.
Right.
I think.
It's all...
And shit like that encompasses
I think when
all
you,
in a whole.
But this is...
Never
I
neglect
think
your
that
past
maybe,
at that point.
Exactly. But the thing is I think that I have forgot within this process is that I wasn't like checking back to look at... Like, I need to really evaluate, like, check yourself.
Yeah.
I need to go back and do that. Excuse me, and really think of over the years how this constant desire has been there and like how I need to, I think because when you kinda go like, back and look on history, it makes you appreciate it more. Like you said, you're like, damn, when I was 9 years old, I want to be a stand-up comedian. I'm fucking 29 and I still want to be, okay, it's time to fucking do some shit so I can be a stand-up comedian.
Sorry it took you 20 years to figure it out, but dang, you got time
now.
It's your time now.
So,
yeah.
And I think that's important too. Like, hell, I need to really just sit down and
it's
do
almost
that
like
shit.
when you talked about, was the last episode or the episode before last, about making that video for your dad? Like you like went back to your past.
Like, that's been a haunting me for years.
And but in that sense you conquered that thing, like you did it. You know what I'm saying? Like, you created or you built up this whole anxiety or something and then try to let it free at some point. And now you
Yeah, I don't really. Like, now you're I don't really think about that anymore. I think God is gonna cross our paths again. Yeah. But it's not something that I'm like, I was holding on to it at the time. Yeah. So no. But
that
I get what you're saying.
Crazy as fuck though, ain't it? Why is that passion? why is passion, or why is
purpose?
Why is purpose? There we go. Why is purpose? Because we don't know until we talk about it like this. And I'm like,
maybe I think you need to, right. Now you need to get on stage and be like, you need to express how you're feeling about the certain thing. Yeah. And then you need to express.
No matter what it is.
Like, expressionism is everything. Communication within yourself. Like, you have to, I feel like you can talk to, like, I know we speak a lot on, like, dealing with yourself. Spending time with yourself and all this stuff, and that is dope as fuck. You have to do that, but you have to find another human being that you can trust to express those same concerns with, that you know won't like be malicious or like be manipulative or be negative in the situation. Right. Like, I think that's what me and you do for each other.
Yeah, like we have this forum where we can just kind of say it out loud. I'm like, yeah, you feel that way.
Right.
Talk
so,
about it more a little bit.
You have to find another human to, because once you say it out your mouth, like, we think all day, every day. And even if we say it out loud by ourselves, no one else heard it.
Mm-hmm.
So in that case, me being a person that's like my own child, I'm my only child. I just deal with myself. Like, and I say stuff out loud, and it's out to the universe, but like having a human that you see on a daily basis would know what you said out loud is different. So when I say stuff to you, you know, so to speak, and you react the way you want, like, it's still more confirmation than you just doing that, like just saying it to the you know what I'm saying?
Right. Hell yeah.
Saying it to the universe.
Right.
I think about everything before I tell you, to be honest with you.
Like, in the sense that you want to make sure you're saying.
Not even, I want to
get it all out.
I want to make sure that that's something that I really, really feel or really, really mean, because I've noticed about myself also that if you talk to a couple of my friends, like, they'll tell you, like, but you said that, you know, whatever, this time, or like, I have
you said it differently this way.
I have a sense of, like, finding something. I'm a human being of emotions.
Mm-hmm.
And being in the moment.
In the Monet. Hey.
And being in the moment. Uh-huh. If I'm in the moment and something makes me feel like something I never felt before.
Right.
I'm going to run away with that shit. And I want to tell the world, because feel like I need everybody in the world to feel this way I feel, because this felt so fucking good.
Or at least know.
Like, no, it exists. Yeah, exactly.
You know, this is a possibility.
It's almost like, oh my God. Okay. This what happened. And this what made me feel. And this what happened. Blah, blah, blah. And they be like, bitch, you just said lad. But no, it was different then. You know what I'm saying?
I'm progressing at this point.
Right. So I learned that about myself. So now when I go through things like that, I kind of try to check myself and be like, don't go to the world right now. Like, just chill. But then I'm like, why not? Like, I'm living my proof.
Yeah.
I'm living my life, living my proof, letting people know how transparency, like, I don't care what you think about me. These are the thoughts in my head. Like, I really, really want to know. I really want people to know what goes on in my head on a day-to-day basis. Because I don't think it's a negative, unhealthy type of thing. Right. I just think it's a growing process. Mm-hmm. And I think that everyone really goes through this shit on a constant basis, but they think, sometimes people think they're crazy for going through
it. And then they don't talk about it at all. They just leave it to themselves.
Bottled up.
Yeah.
Like, just don't say shit. I don't want that kind of dialogue. I want somebody that's just gonna tell me. Like, I want you to be a random conversation starter. As far as, like, how you feel. Like, I don't want you to talk about the weather or the TV show or the
small
movie.
Small talk bullshit,
Like, I want you to sit up and tell me, you know what I thought about the other day? And it'd be some random shit that I possibly think is dumb as fuck. But I still want you to fucking tell me, because I'd be like, oh, really?
Yeah.
And then, you know, and then I get my... like, I enjoy intriguing conversation, too.
Hell yeah.
Because it was all about, like, what's the word I'm trying to use?
It's all about...
Kinley's up.
Uh-oh. There she is. Why she look like a little like a little demon child over there?
I saw the door blow. I'm like, what's happening?
Oh, that's funny.
But I was all about like a poltergeist. Are you okay, mama? Huh? Uh-oh, hold on. Mommy, move back. You okay? I was always about like conversation with substance. Now it's more like intrigue. Like I need you to fucking get me like.
Right, be on. You, like say you're on a date and somebody's like, I noticed you moving your fingers a lot. What gives you anxiety?
And you're like, oh, and you'll be like, you feel like you had a therapy session, and you'll be like, yeah. Actually, so dates give me, dates give me anxiety. Yeah. Like,
and so it cuts to the chase.
Oh my god, that shit is crazy. Yes, it's what I did.
Date notes, by the way.
Like, so I see that you like. You know, like, or you do this.
You're drinking a lot. What's wrong?
Why are you drinking like that? I know people get nervous or, like, try to sip, you know, give you sip. I know people get nervous. I know people, you know, have something on their mind. Yeah. I'm just trying to see which one you are. Yeah. Like, what's going on?
Or you,
like,
rationalize. Like, I do that, too, sometimes. Yeah. And then people, then that's when people are like, oh, you know, actually,
but you're being sympathetic the whole time. You're not trying to, like,
it's like an honesty.
Make them feel stupid. You're just letting them know, I notice you. Uh-huh. I like you and I notice you.
Yeah, you're not playing a part. You're just like, I feel you. Okay, good.
That type of shit would turn me on. I'm not gonna lie. I'll be like, yes, I keep doing this because
we said this before. Somebody down there writing notes like, so she like, so Shauna likes when. Why you gonna like you gonna go on a new date next week? You like he gonna be like, so I noticed you drink a lot. Real quick, what's
baby, I just drink. That's my thing. I like to drink. So
I noticed you're doing this with your hands so often. What's up?
Well,
I heard somewhere. I'm not gonna tell you where.
I really don't like you. No, I'm just kidding.
I'm not gonna tell you where I heard this, but I heard somewhere that you know you just wanna get those things out.
Intriguing. Like I need intrigue.
Not ductivity. I didn't hear from there.
You should have.
That'd be creepy though. You went on a date with a blind date. And he was like and ductivity. he knew what ductivity was.
Yeah, that would be kind of
dang. Isn't that like a it's like a show on Netflix, You or something like that.
Oh my god. I watched that. Did you watch it?
I didn't. I think my mom was watching it.
From beginning to end.
I came in on my mom watching it one day. I was like, what are you watching?
He is great. Like that's a good
But every
show.
Time I saw him, it was like, this dude looks chill.
He was Dan on Gossip Girl. I love him. Like on that show he was fucking crazy. Like he loved her to death.
See, I didn't watch was he doing stuff like killing people or something? No. Or, like,
yes. He killed people. Oh, he stalked her. He got into her. Like, I don't want to ruin it, but they need to watch You. People, go watch You.
I remember
You.
Like when I said when I came over there, I watched it. I saw like they were like showing like little like he was reading text messages, but it wasn't his text message.
It was hers because he stole her phone. Okay. He made her think that she lost her phone. She was like, I lost my phone, I can't find it. But he had already picked it up and stole it. So, and then she got a new phone, but he made it to where it didn't like disconnect from her old phone. So any messages they got in regards to him, any messages she got about anybody else, he saw all of them. So he was just keeping track. Damn, like he needed to know what she was doing 100% of the time. And he made that way. He made a way to do that.
That's a lot of passion. Yeah. Right? That's a little too much passion.
Yeah, I don't think I got it in me. Like,
that's a different kind of passion right there. That's more divisive passion right there. And we don't condone in stalkerish passions like
that.
No,
but that's a good show.
Make your passions more about developing your purpose. That's right. Your passions and your purposes and your purposes and your passions.
Hey,
we got the passion. What?
And your purposes. Because of the purpose. Hey,
Persians. Purpose, passions. You gotta mix them together. You gotta say Persians, man. That's two words.
I was like, wait, where are we going? Is this like an indie or something? I was confused.
This nigga made up a new word.
I was about to start ad-libbing you.
We got the Persians and Persians and Persians and Persians and Persians.
Baby, it's the Chinese. I was trying to get off of it. I was looking at him like, wait,
I saw you looking at me. I was like, I said the word wrong. I think, what? Oh, I'm mixing them together. We got the Persians and Persians. Get the Persians and the Persians. Yeah. Hey, that's the jingle. That's that jingle fail right there. Oh, shit. We are out.